Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio has over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries, and I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today, from about 2:15 to 3 p.m., I was going to have Simon Parks on live from England, but Simon is taking some vacation time off. He will be on for sure a week from today. I spoke to him about an hour ago. He's just taking some time off for the Christmas holidays, and so we're having a fabulous program on the efforts to bring clean water to both the Hopi and the Navajo, Hopi and Navajo people in Arizona, with Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project in Japan, Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation, as well as Ernest Tahoe, who's a Hopi elder, who will be joining us in just a few minutes. During the second hour, I'll be having a program on my Peru trip in January and in May for the first 15 minutes of from 3 to 3:15. And then the rest of the hour, we'll be talking about my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 13th, 14th, and 15th. And if you register for the conference by the end of this month, you'll get a special rate of only $125 for the entire conference, or just $75 a day. So I hope you all can come. It'll be located in Olympia, Washington, with some fabulous people. But we'll be going into that in just a few minutes. It's really important about clean water for the Hopi. They've been living with radiation and arsenic-contaminated drinking water for the past 70 years. And we've been able to fundraise, so far, over $30,000 for different water filters for the Hopi. There was a wonderful lady named Teresa from Idaho who donated $30,000 last year. We've also had other contributions coming in as well. In addition to that, we've also had I've been fundraising as well for a new library for the Hopi. The Hopi do not have a functioning library right now, and it's amazing. There's about 25,000 people on the Hopi reservation, and so I've been fundraising for books, computers, and monies to locate a new library there in the Hopi reservation. It's doing just fine. We'll be getting into that as well. I want to thank everyone so much for supporting the show, especially Corey and Saul in Kirkland, and my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and, of course, KKNW. And today I have Nathan today as my producer. He's a wonderful fellow. I'm so glad for his help. I wanted to let everyone know I have a spiritual mentoring program where I also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I want to thank everyone so much for their support of clean water and a new library for the Hopi. We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. We have everybody on the line now. I wanted to tell everyone that next year, from January 23rd to February 7th, and again from May 17th to June 5th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac, the Sacred Valley, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. One of the highlights of the trip is that I've been told I will be going in physically into the Hollow Earth from Machu Picchu. If you'd like to come along with me into the Hollow Earth, they say that you have to be of high vibration and a positive spirit, but you're welcome to come along, too. The trip will be truly out of this world. The cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations. Extra psychic readings will also be available, and I'll be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca and angels and spirits on the other side. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. In addition, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice next year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. Miracle healings have been occurring with regularity on the mountain. Most recently, when I went to Mount Shasta this summer, there was a lady from Washington here who'd had Lyme disease for the past 20 years. She got it from a tick bite many years ago, and after prayers and meditation we did at Mount Shasta, she was completely healed, and within about 30 minutes. There was another lady on the trip a couple of months ago in October who went with me to Mount Shasta, and she'd torn up her ligaments in a bad hiking accident in June. She was from Canada, and we did a series of prayers for her on Mount Shasta, and she was healed within 30 minutes. This is a case where doctors said there wasn't much could be done. But miracle healings happen all the time. With myself, I had 20/50 vision in my right eye, blurry, farsighted vision for many years. And in September of last year, September 2018, I also had a miracle healing where my eyesight in both of my eyes was restored to perfect 20/10 crystal clear eyesight. So I can't guarantee it'll happen every time, but if you are interested, the cost is just $200 per person and includes free camping. Please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Both trips now are starting to fill up, so if you are thinking about coming, please let me know as soon as possible. Finally, Christine Light will be giving a 20% discount for all her harmonizers from now until Christmas on December 25th. I have one myself, and it really helps protect you against any dirty electricity, and it brings you a lot of calmness. If you like, please visit her website at www.quickrestoreharmonizer.com. And finally, my friends from the Hollow Earth and Billy Faye Woodard have a new product. It's called Liquid Gold. It's got amazing benefits. I've been using it myself, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons I've been feeling so much better. For more information, please see their website at www.liquidgoldrx.com/my name, Ted Marr, with no spaces. And finally, I received an email this morning from my good friend Emmanuel Eiter in California. Emmanuel does a lot of wonderful spiritual films. He's working on a film now called called The Oneness Collection, where it's a whole film about how we are all on the same page. We all have the spark of the Supreme Being within us, and it's a time for peace and harmony on the planet. If you like, please visit. He relies totally on donations, and if you'd like to help him out with a donation, please go to his website at https://www.gofundme.com/F-as-in-Frank/oneness-collection. And I know Emmanuel would really appreciate that. Finally, we can get to our guests. So, Michiko, are you there?
Hi, Ted. Yes, this time, Michiko, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much for having me again here.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come on. I know it's last minute. We were going to have Simon on, but he's decided to take some time off, which is totally fine. And I'm so glad you could come on.
I'm so glad that Simon is taking some time vacation too, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, good, Mitchie. I'm so glad you're here. Joining us today is Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation. Leon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted. Oh, and thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. You know, Leon's been helping out so much in providing clean water filters for the Hopi and the Navajo. So I wanted to have you on today to talk about it. And Ernest, are you there from Arizona?
Yes, Chad, I'm here.
Oh, good. Ernest is a wonderful fellow, but he's been helping. He lives he's a Hopi member and lives in Arizona, and helping distribute these water filters to members of the tribe down there. But if I may, Ernest, I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to Ernest and his family. They were in a car accident recently, and his wife was hurt. So if you could, please send lots of love and light to both Ernest and his wife and his family. I know she'll recover, but your positive energy and good prayers will always help. So just take a moment of silence, and we could send lots of love and light to Ernest and his family and his wife. That would be good. So Mitchie, let's start with you first, briefly. Talk about, if you could, a little bit about the Emoto Project, and then we're going to go to Ernest and then Leon, and then we'll just have a joint discussion after that.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Leon, and hi, Ernest. Ernest, I'm sending you lots of love and light to you and your family and your wife. I'm so sorry that you had accident. I hope everyone will be feeling much better.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's so good to be here with you. About Emoto Peace Project, thank you so much, Ted, for asking. Emoto Peace Project is the beautiful project that Dr. Masaru Emoto, the author of The Hidden Messages in Water, started in 2005 at New York, at the United Nations headquarters in New York. And he said that the world will change for the better when everybody learns about the truth of water. He always said that the reason why the world is having so many difficulties and having trouble or being in imbalance, not being in good balance, is because we still don't know about water. And because we are 70% water, and the earth is really water. When we think about it, we are all surrounded by water, and we are water. And so he said that he would make the children's book of the message from water and print 650 million children's books to give to all children on earth for free of charge. So that's the main goal of Emoto Peace Project. And of course, I succeeded his work, and I have been distributing this book as well as giving presentations and workshops about water and the message from water and how water and our human consciousness and words that we use are connected, and how everything is vibration. And the most important thing is love and gratitude. And when we all live in love and gratitude, then the world will be a harmonious place. Yes?
One thing I just want to footnote real quick, and then I want us to all talk about it, is that Dr. Emoto did experiments in cleaning up the planet and water with prayers. So all three of us, Leon, Ernest, and I, we all want you to do your beautiful water prayer, but a little later in the program. Because Dr. Emoto was able to clean up. He did prayers for Fukushima after that tragic event occurred back in March of 2011. He did prayers for the Gulf of Mexico, and he did studies where it was shown that water actually got completely cleaned up after one of his beautiful water prayers. So I know you would have a lot to talk about it. And especially for the Hopi and the Navajo, the water there, the reservation needs help. They need help getting clean with drinking water. So, and this does work, but as many different methods as we can try would be, I know it would be really, really appreciated. Well, great. Oh, great, Mitzi. Well, thank you so much for telling us that. And I want to move on to Ernest a little bit, and then we'll bring on Leon into the show. Ernest, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Ted, for having me on the air. And I'd like to say a deep gratitude to you for the blessing that everybody has sent. I really appreciate your thoughts and blessings on that.
Oh, my pleasure. I know the power of prayer really does help, and the power of the power of intention is so important for people. And I know that people's good wishes will really, really help both you and your wife for a speedy recovery. So at any rate, that's good.
Thank you.
That's good. And I wanted to let you know that I talked to Leon, and Leon can tell you more about this in a few minutes, that you've needed some additional funds, Ernest, for the water filters and the testing. Is that right?
Yes. Basically, that's what I'm trying to work on right now, is trying to accumulate some funds so that way I can take water samples in the First Mesa, Second Mesa areas,
okay,
and then take more samples after the filters have been installed, so that way we can get a better understanding if the filters are working properly.
Sure.
Just recently, of last year, earlier in the year, I believe it was in April, we had a filtration bus that was sent out to Second Mesa to filtrate some water, but they had some technical problems with their pump going out. So I happen to have our solar unit that Leon and the Clean Water Foundation and everybody else's contribution to the solar unit that was sent. So we had that, and we did some filtration cleaning of the water for them for the Second Mesa area. And what we found out is that the solar unit works very well. It dropped the uranium levels and the arsenic levels to, I would say, not quite below the EPA standards or equal to. We're just like 10 parts above it. So if we can try to figure out what else we can do to the unit, then that should be able to drop it down into the required standards for the water.
As far as people, I'm getting some emails now about what people can do as far as donations, and I'd like to bring in Leon now so they can make a tax-deductible contribution. You mentioned yesterday when we spoke, Ernest, that you needed $200 to pay for some additional testing. And then, Leon, you said that mentioned the need for not a lot of money, a little bit of money to send the filters down to Arizona. So is that correct, Ernest, that you needed $200 for some testing? Is that right, what you mentioned yesterday?
Excuse me, I didn't quite hear that.
Were you mentioning yesterday you needed about $200 to pay for some additional funds for testing water down on the reservation? Is that right?
Yes, basically that's about the minimum amount. It really depends on what all you needed tested out of the water.
Uh-huh.
Would determine the price on how much that would be. But, you know, right now I'm not really asking specifically amount that I would need. I just, you know, just whatever comes, I'll accept.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Leon, I'd love to bring you on now, my friend. You're with the Washington Clean Water Foundation, and Leon's a wonderful fellow. He's been getting the water filters together. He contacted the manufacturer for these water filters, which are donating these water filters at their cost to the Hopi so they can drink clean water. And tell us a little bit about your organization, Leon, and how people can make a tax-deductible contribution to help the Hopi.
Yes. We are working with different manufacturers. We design water units, and the solar water unit that Ernest is talking about that we already have down there, along with some other units that we're actually putting in homes. The solar water unit is one that can move from location to location because it's mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put it in the truck and move it to different locations.
Sure.
But we also have installed water units for each tribe member's home for the homes, and we would like to do more. And if anybody would like to donate, they could go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org, and that money that's donated will go to purchase extra filters, which we'll be sending to the Hopi tribe, and could purchase more filters for the home. So we would take the donations and purchase extra filters for the mobile solar unit, and also filters for the homes that would need replacement filters in the future.
And I have to tell you, I have to share this observation with you all and all my listeners around the world that the problem is quite serious on both the Hopi and Navajo reservations. I think Ernest and Leon, you know the numbers better than I do, but the percentage of the drinking water on both reservations, I think from what you've told me, nearly all of it's contaminated with high levels of both arsenic and radiation. If these levels were found in drinking water, for example, in a major city like Seattle or Portland, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., I'm sure that local government would do something immediately to clean it up. But this is a situation which has gone on now for 70 years. There's a lot of reasons for it, including the reckless mining by a company called Peabody Mining, which has pumped so much water out of the aquifer for both the Hopi and the Navajo that the local Indians now are drinking water at the very bottom of the aquifer, which is extremely contaminated. And what that means is that the mortality rate of people dying of cancer and arsenic-related diseases is very high on the reservation. The longevity is not as high as it is outside of the reservation. And I consider this intolerable, especially here in the United States, and that's why I've been working so hard to help do whatever I can to rectify the situation. Ernest, tell me, do you know what the levels are for radiation in the drinking water there on where you are in the Hopi area?
Let's see. I believe the last reading was like it was 12 or plus minus. How do you calculate that in pico?
Uh huh. That's it. I think parts per billion. Probably Leon knows. Leon, do you know the correct terminology?
Yeah, it is parts per million, and I believe we on that radiation level.
Yeah.
We had it really down, like Ernest said, but I think we need filters that would probably go. And get stronger filters that would probably reduce it by another 10%. And then I think we would have what we need.
Okay.
So we need some filters that could produce the contamination by about another 10%.
Okay. Okay, good, good.
But we have reduced about, like, I would say 90% of the contamination,
mm-hmm.
and we just got to get another 10.
Oh, well, that's...
Yes, yes.
We're almost there.
We're almost there.
Well, the thing that I just realized now, Mitchie, you can say a water prayer. Maybe you can help reduce that down for us using your magical powers.
Idea.
So let's all say a water prayer now that we're on the subject of clean water. And then there's some other topics I want to bring up. So, Mitchie, go ahead and do one of those wonderful water prayers that Dr. Moto used
okay.
to do.
All right. Okay. Let me hit this 528 hertz tuning forks, okay, to send love.
Okay.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry. Please, everyone, repeat this after us and focus. Send lots of love and light to both the Hopi and the Navajo and to the water in both of those areas so that it's clean with this prayer. Water, and please say with us, water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry. Water, please water. Forgive us.
Okay, we'll let Leon catch up. Water, we're sorry.
Water,
we're sorry. Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Mitchie, let's give him just a second or so to say it. Water, okay.
Water,
go.
We thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water,
we're sorry. We're
sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water,
water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water.
Water.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Okay, we'll do it one more time. Mm-hmm. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water,
water, please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water,
water,
we thank you.
We thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Let's send lots of love and gratitude to water in Hopi and Navajo reservations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mitchie, for sharing that with us. It's perfect for today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
perfect.
Thank you so much for letting me do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to tell you, when we visited the Hopi area back, I believe, in April of this year, there's a brand new hospital that's been built on the reservation by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And in their water drinking facilities, they have clean water that was produced by reverse osmosis. However, people living in the area actually get their water from a pump across the road. It's very close by, but that water is also completely contaminated, or was anyway, with radiation and arsenic. But has one of the solar powers went solar units gone to that area, Ernest and Leon? Do you know?
Basically, no. We just kept the solar unit in the First Mesa area, mm-hmm. Which we took up on top on the Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've taken it over to, as I said earlier, the Second Mesa village up there, and then did some filtration water there.
Okay.
But these are basically the two main areas that really have the high arsenic levels and uranium levels in the water, mm-hmm. along with some vanadium in the water.
Okay. Okay. Mitchie, you were going to say something? I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. I was, thank you. I was just wondering if this hospital have that reverse osmosis system, how does that hospital run? I mean, is it run by the government or how does that, where does that money come from? I'm just wondering. Do you know?
It comes from all federal taxpayers in the United States. That's a federally funded hospital run by the Bureau of mm-hmm. Indian Affairs. And one thing that really bothered me when I was down there is that why mm-hmm. can't they use, I mean, why do they force the local people to drink this carcinogenic water when it's not good enough for them in the hospital, for all the doctors and staff and people in the hospital? They get clean water through reverse osmosis, but it's not
enough.
Across the road, there's that there's a well for local people, but they all drink this carcinogenic water and they suffer from it.
I know, but if they don't help those people who are living there, I mean, more and more people get sick.
Well,
and they will have to come to this hospital. I mean, it's just obvious.
I know it. It's an old saying from the 19th century that it's actually a pretty awful. I don't think I'll repeat it, but they have a very it's a very low. I'll just say this though: that's a very low priority as far as clean water goes for the Hopi and Navajo. I know that the Hopi sued the federal government back in 2015, and when the federal government back then absolutely refused to provide any money whatsoever for clean water for the Hopi. And they lost their case, actually, before a federal judge back in Washington, D.C. So that led to this effort now. But, for a lot of things, it's shown that a lot of people have stepped forward now to get clean water for the Hopi and the Navajo. So you really don't need government support. It'd be nice if they spent some money on helping them. But
of course.
But, Leon, of course, is used to working in the private sector, and we get support where we can find it, and so we've been able to help them quite a bit with our own private efforts.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's trying to help everyone else because
we
are the same people. When people in the Navajo and Hopi Reservation cannot stay well. We cannot stay well because we're all connected.
We're all connected and we're all one. And
exactly.
Leon,
exactly.
I'd love your thoughts on this too, and Ernest.
Yes, you're exactly right, Ted. And it's a problem that could be solved. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at the areas where there's no arsenic and uranium, or say arsenic 5, and other contaminants. In those areas, we could put individual units in the homes of the Hopi and Navajo tribe for like $150 for a unit.
Right.
For the ones with the arsenic and uranium, that might be, say, $100 more for $265. So to go into the homes at that price for children, for their families, to have clean water is not a lot. And when you look at what the cost is per gallon, you're looking at a fraction of a penny.
Right.
So this is a problem that could be solved.
Right. Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and these and the same federal government that's not funding clean water on the Hopi Reservation and Navajo, people get sick with cancer and they go to that federally funded Bureau of Indian Affairs Hospital on the Hopi Reservation. Chemotherapy, for example, for cancer costs an average of $300,000 per person, but yet the same federal government will not spend $200 of public funds on preventive measures like buying a water filter for someone, but they will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per person for chemo, which most of the time doesn't work for cancer treatment at this hospital. So the priorities are messed up. Definitely messed up.
Yep. Yep.
Definitely messed up. But we're trying to turn that around. I was hoping that the current administration would provide more funding for clean water, but I haven't seen any efforts in that regard. So we're doing it privately, and we are being successful. So if you'd like to contribute, even a couple dollars really does help. It goes a long ways. Leon, could you give out your foundation name again, how people could donate money to this or the effort?
Yes, it's www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Wonderful.
And all the donations go to purchase water filters and water units for the Hopi and Navajo tribe, and also replacement filters.
Wonderful.
And Ernest, what do you think for how many more units what we need, say, for the Navajo tribe? How many people is there and how many people for the Hopi? What would be like the total count of people we need to provide water for? Do you have an estimate on that?
And how much would it cost, roughly?
Yeah.
$30,000, $50,000, $100,000?
Probably roughly about that much, because we're like we're still not completed with the project in the Hopi area.
Right.
And as far as the Navajo, that's a real more bigger general area around us, around the Hopi Reservation. So we got communities up along Highway 89A, along Cameron, up to Tuba City.
Oh, sure.
And then on the east side, we got Hard Rock, Ship Rock, all the way stretching into the New Mexico, Colorado area as well. So, I mean, it's a very large area, so I'm not sure how we could address it, but doing it like slowly, one area at a time, I guess that's how we would have it.
So if we was to like do the Arizona area, because we already have units for the Hopi, and say we went to the Navajo and the rest of the Hopi, you think $40,000-$50,000 could handle the rest of the Hopi and Navajo, or would it be more like $100,000? For the rest of the Hopi and then the Navajo?
We would be talking about $100,000 or so, because
okay,
that would be a lot,
and that
a
would
lot cover, yeah.
And that could cover like the rest like of the what we're doing units. With the Hopi and then the Navajo.
Yeah.
So that'll be our goal. And how many people is in the Navajo? Because I know we're working on the Hopi. in that Arizona area, how many people will have clean water if we were able to do that?
Let's see. That's really hard to say. I haven't really got an accurate count, especially how the homesteads are spread widely along the area. So we would be, at least, maybe 600-800 homes, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So about 800 homes would have clean, fresh drinking water for children and their families. And then with the Hopi, how many people would you say, just an estimate?
For what we have and then what we would need to get would probably be about roughly around 800.
So okay. So 1,600, roughly around 1,600 homes, which basically you're looking at five family members or less for each home, just given an estimate. That would have give a lot of people clean water.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When you're looking at each home with a five people per home, sure, and you're looking at 1,600 homes, I think that would make a big difference. Don't you think so, Ted?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One of the things, I don't think it's a lack of money. I think it's a lack of will. And it's not that people don't want to be funded, but since World War II, our spending priorities, especially on the federal government level, have been skewered, misplaced into the military-industrial complex. I know that both President Eisenhower and President Kennedy both warned us about that, about the military-industrial complex. The U.S., for example, spends 57% of its GDP on military hardware and in the military-industrial complex. Canada, in comparison, spends only 9% of its GDP on the military, yet their standard of living is double that. When you see a B-52 bomber, if you're close to an Air Force base here in the United States flying around, the fuel cost per minute is $3,000 per minute for a B-52. So if you just had that in an hour, they burn up about 40 minutes, they burned up $100,000 of taxpayer money, jet fuel alone. So if just one of those bombers didn't fly for 40 minutes, you'd have enough money to buy water filters for clean water for everyone on the Hopi Reservation in Navajo, too. So that gives you a powerful idea of how our spending priorities are a little messed up here in the United States. So,
and plus, we'll be cleaning up some of the worst water in the world, because when you get in some areas arsenic, uranium, mm-hmm, you have in other areas, the other contaminants, the lead, the aluminum,
sure,
the other contaminants is there to, for $100,000 to save all those children and their families' lives.
Right.
That's not a lot of money at all.
Well,
and another thing, those units go for 30 years.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
So you're looking at a water unit that you would be putting in that will last for 30 years.
Wow.
And just changing the filters every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's easy to do. That's easy to do. Well, Ernest, I know you're basically a one-man band down there. You do a tremendous amount of work. Both you and your wife have been doing a lot of work. And I hope your wife especially feels better, Ernest. I know this is it's been a bit of a tough time for you. But if there's anything more we can do to help you out, just let us know. I hope our prayers have helped. Ernest, if you were the king, the ruler, what else would you like to do as far as clean water goes where you live for the Hopi?
If I were king?
If you were king, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, basically just provide the clean water for the people and for our crops that we have, because, we do grow our corn and melons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're contaminating our crops with the contaminated water, that doesn't really help us as we ingest it ourselves. So that's just like,
oh, I hadn't thought about that. That's true. So
yeah,
when you grow your corn and squash and other crops, you're basically eating the vegetables that have been contaminated by the water that's also contaminated. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, especially, you know, like especially some of the community members that have their own little private gardens and stuff
sure.
like that. They
sure.
use the water from the home, so basically you're just putting the arsenic contamination into your products.
Wow, that's
yeah, that's very serious.
Yeah, that's
just
serious.
Like what Ernest said. So we definitely have to try to do something to stop that. Because, like you said, with the clean water, not only are they getting clean, fresh drinking water, they're also getting water for the crops. And plus, that clean water will stop those other waterborne illnesses that comes with having contaminated water.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, look at 50% of the world's hospital beds are filled with people with waterborne illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So look what that would free up just by having clean water.
Amazing. It'd be nice for that federally funded hospital to donate some of their funds, if they had it, to clean water efforts in the Hopi. I don't know if they would, but it would be nice to be preventative medicine.
I think it would be really good if they can do something fundamentally, not just setting the filters, but for the fundamental to resolve the problem of the water.
Yeah.
Because I know that water affects everything else, and and as it is water and vibration, it goes everywhere beyond Hopi Reservation and Navajo, because we're all connected. And in whole area, it goes, that chemical goes to everywhere else. So I think if the government or whoever, maybe we can do it and find the way, solution to solve the fundamental problem is really important, I think.
I wanted to tell everyone today, about 2 hours ago, I spoke to Simon by phone in England, and he said he was taking some time off. He apologizes for not being here, but he will be here a week from today. But one of the things he told me, and I want to bring this into the discussion now, is that he believes it, and I do too, that everyone has a good heart. We're all basically benevolent, kind people. We all want to do good, and we all want to help the world become a better place, especially the people listening to this show today. So with that in mind, I know everyone doesn't want to see people suffer in the Hopi and Navajo reservations, that we want to help them. And one thing that you did, Michi, is that you brought these beautiful little children's books with each water filtered to the Hopi. Tell us a little bit about the books, and then I want to make some more comments.
Okay. The book, children's book, shows how beautiful natural waters are originally, and before we polluted our water. But it can be, shows how powerful our prayer or our intentions are, and it delivers that, it remembers our consciousness and delivers that information to everywhere we sent to. That's why the prayers are really powerful, and it shows how beautiful the water can create the crystal forms at the molecular level. When we send out when we show the beautiful pictures or beautiful thoughts to water. And on the other hand, when we direct something negative to water, it just cannot form the crystals. And that's what's happening on this earth and within our body also, because we are, and the earth is 70% water.
Right.
And that's what the children's book is showing. And the most beautiful water responded was to love and gratitude. That means Dr. Emoto always said that the creator source, the God creator, created this whole earth with love and gratitude. So when everybody and everything is living on the base of the being in the state of love and gratitude, everything will be purified and clean and in harmony. And all human beings are born to be really with a beautiful consciousness and wanting to help people.
Right. Right. One thing I realized when these books were going out with the water filters, Michi, Ernest, and Leon, is that there's no library that I know of on the Hopi land. And so I've been raising money, books, and computers to help establish one. I know we got our plate full with projects to do, but for those of you who'd like to donate for a new library for the Hopi, please write me with your donations or ideas. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. There's a couple of different vacant buildings. This is something that's going to take a lot of work, but I want to get it done. People actually have been donating some money and good contributions, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their help, and books. Mr. Mentaldi in New Jersey has donated quite a few books. But I know we can do it. It'd be nice to actually have a library and a museum for the beautiful Hopi culture down there.
It would be wonderful to have this, to keep this beautiful culture and of Hopi people and the history. And so museum would be really, really nice, I think. I mean, yeah. Of course, library too, but where they can teach other people how beautiful their culture is, their food is, everything, dancing, prayer, everything.
Yeah.
And I would love other people to learn about that too.
Yeah, if you're interested in donating toward that effort, please just email me. We've got some good contributions coming in. Today's program, we're primarily focused on water, but also there's other things too that need to be addressed as well. Ernest, I'd love your ideas. We've got about 9 minutes left altogether, so I wanted to let you know. But go ahead, Ernest.
Say anything, basically?
You can say anything you want, as long as it's not immoral, illegal, or fattening. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to thank everybody so far that's contributed to our project, and we still are moving forward with this project. I called it the No Arsenic for Hopi, but since we're moving outward, reaching out to more indigenous communities, I figure we should change it to something else more openly, so, you know, that way we include everybody in it. But
sure.
Like I was saying, with everybody's help, you know, I'm sure this project will continue to move forward with great positive feedback from the people so far. So, it's helping.
Yeah, absolutely. Leon, I love your ideas, by the way.
Yes. We're also working with home builders in Nevada and Arizona, and we're looking at putting these water units in individual homes, the same units that the Hopi and Navajo tribe will be getting. And we're talking to home builders about, after they purchase so many units, they will donate to the Hopi and Navajo tribe. So it won't really cost them anything, and they get a tax write-off by us being a 501c3 company. And
Absolutely.
So far, we already have some replacement filters to send for that solar unit. And we just need some funding for shipping. And we're looking at about $85 to ship these UV light and filters to the Hopi tribe for that solar unit.
Wonderful. Well, I just got a donation yesterday from Diane in England. Thank you, Diane, for your contribution toward the Hopi clean water filters, and I want to thank her personally on the air now.
But, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it came out of the blue. She sent me an email. She says, Ted, I'd like to donate this for to the Hopi for clean water. I said, thanks. It's perfect timing. So everything is in perfect timing. Mitchie, I'd love your thoughts. We've got about maybe 6 minutes left now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you. Water is the source of our life. Without water and good water, nothing can stay alive. And water is connected to everyone. It's not just, I don't think it's just energetically and also chemically. I think it's not just the only problem of Navajo or Hopi reservations. And it will go everywhere energetically. So what I would like to say is, if we can solve the problem and help these people in Hopi and Navajo, then the good energy will spread from there to other places too. So helping each other, I know there are so many good people, and there are so many people who can help other people. And after helping those people, they feel much a lot of happiness and filled with love. So I think we want, I would love everyone's support and loving support for Hopi people and Navajo people for to help with them to deliver clean water. And that's for us, for everyone, because we are one. We are connected.
If you'd like to make a donation, can be anything really, please visit the tax-deductible donation to the Clean Water Foundation. Leon, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe the website is www.cleanwaterfoundation.wa.org. Leon, is that correct?
It's www.cleanwaterfoundation.wa.org.
Oh,
and
I see.
And I just got it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's www.cleanwaterfoundation.wa.org.
Okay.
And I just got a text from Martha from the Natural Choice Network. Mm-hmm. She's going to donate the $200 for the water samples.
That's wonderful. Something that I was going to ask.
That's wonderful.
That's so
she's
sweet
so
of
kind.
Martha.
That's
yeah.
so kind. Wonderful.
So, Ernest, I'll contact you, and we'll get an email with myself, you, and Martha about that $200 you need for the water sample. Ted got the donation for us to send the filters and the UV light for the solar mobile unit. So we're doing some great stuff during this holiday season.
And also for the families who have not received the children's books, we would like to donate those children's books for the families of Hopi Reservation also.
Wonderful.
And Navajos.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Let's we've got about 3 minutes left. I want to play the water song quickly, and then we'll bring you all back. Ethan, go ahead.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, play the water song, if you don't mind, just for about a minute. That would be great. Thank you. Thank you, Nathan, for putting that on. We've got about 2 minutes left. And, Mitchie, I'll give you 45 seconds, and then 45 seconds to Leon, and 45 seconds to Ernest, to be fair. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Well, thank you so much for it's been really wonderful being here talking about how we can help Hopi Reservation, Hopi people, and Navajo people with them the want to deliver the want beautiful a good water, and I hope many people will be able to help donate and help be part of this beautiful project to help them, and so now on to Ernest and Leon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay, my
pleasure.
Thank
you, everyone.
Please stay on.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And Ernest, go ahead, my friend. 30 seconds.
Okay. Once again, thank you, everybody, for all your contribution to this project. And may many blessings be forwarded back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ernest. Stay on the line, my friend. And Leon, go ahead. You can wrap it up.
Yes. I, again, got my prayers in for Ernest and his family to get well soon for his wife.
Okay.
Hope she get a speedy recovery. And like I said, if anyone would like to donate, they can go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And it is a tax deductible because we're a 501c3. So all donations will be used to purchase water filters and water units.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you all of you for being on my show today. You're all doing beautiful work. And if we all work together, friends, I know we can create a much better and happier planet. We're already making a difference. People now have got clean water in the Hopi land that they didn't have before, but I want to cover the entire reservation of both the Hopi and the Navajo, and a new library, too, for the Hopi. I hope you all have a beautiful day. Please stay tuned. We'll be talking about a wonderful trip coming to Peru and my Galactic Wisdom Conference during the next hour. Thanks, you guys. Thanks so much for being on today.
Well, thank you
so
much.
Thank you, Ted.
All right. Thank you.